connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you join us today as once again, we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we invite your telephone call, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is vital, that we need to understand, recognize, and realize what we need to do as a citizen in America, especially as a conservative, Christian, patriot, citizen in America. We're talking about today, we're being betrayed. We're being betrayed. We're being betrayed by our political system. We're being betrayed by our economic system. We're being betrayed today by our biblical, theological, doctrinal, Christian system, if you want to say that. We're going to talk about that. It's a pretty lengthy discussion. I'm praying that we can squeeze it in the next 2.5 to 3 hours. I would love to have that, but we're going to invite your call today as we discuss this issue. We're looking at it from a broad spectrum, trying to narrow it down, focus it to where we are and what we see taking place in our society today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." But ladies and gentlemen, Jesus then in John 14:6 says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that stands forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. May I remind you today, as we consider the different issues in the world, as we look at what's happening in America, as we see what's happening in the Middle East, as we look at what's happening in Russia and the Ukraine, as we see what is taking place in our governmental system today, if we look at it all through the prism of the Word of God, we'll have a greater insight as to what's happening and the answer to what we need to do. We are being betrayed today on every hand. The schools are betraying parents. The schools are lying to parents. The schools are not teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, as we used to call it, the three R's. We're finding today a major betrayal taking place. So the question is, how should we then live? What should we do? May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to turn back to the truth, the Word of God. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We see that to be very true today. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, most younger Americans, the 55% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group, has an unusual perspective on truth. They say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You can't take the truth, blur it, blend it, and call it truth. It's an impossibility. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said this: "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, we need to look at the Word of God and see what God's Word says. And in doing so, we will be able to recognize the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast. We need to search for the truth, seek the truth, love the truth, live the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, and be willing, ladies and gentlemen, to defend the truth of the Word of God. That is our only hope for survival as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those that are wanting to start your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, ladies and gentlemen. There's a gigantic benchmark 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, customer service representatives, inside and outside sales. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. It's closed on Sundays, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word intended to be done. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Our lines are open. We invite your telephone call, your conversation, and dialogue and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, have you ever considered, have you ever looked back in the biblical text that tells us why God destroyed the world with the universal flood? Perhaps you've heard that there was the great flood. It was called the Genesis flood. It was a universal flood. In fact, in every society, as far back as we can go, historically speaking, they relate to some major cataclysmic universal flood. It's because in Genesis, the sixth chapter, God records it. So you study Genesis chapter 6, and you ask the question, why did God destroy the world with a flood? Why did he do that? According to the scripture in Genesis 6:1, godly men were marrying ungodly women, wives. That's one. Two, God saw that wickedness was great on the earth, Genesis 6:5. Thirdly, God saw every imagination of man's heart and thoughts were only on evil continually, the scripture says in Genesis 6, and it's chapter 6, and the fifth verse. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, God sent the flood to destroy the world. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, quickly, today, all we need to do is look around in our nation and around the globe, and we find the same conditions today that were in place when God destroyed the world with a flood. Now, we might ask the question, perhaps you've asked it, what's God waiting on? Why are we not being judged now? I believe we are really being judged now as a nation. It is progressive judgment, not all at one fell swoop as God ultimately did in the world in Genesis, the sixth chapter. But ladies and gentlemen, today, the condition in our nation, we are continually thinking about, acting out, and carrying out evil and wickedness, just as in the days of Noah and the Genesis flood. We live in a nation today that appears to see just how vile, just how immoral, just how evil, and how degenerate it can be. Now, I know that's a pretty, how would you say, big hammer. But ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are. We can look and we'll talk about these independently, individually, and collectively in just a moment. But all we need to do is look at what is happening in the White House from the Oval Office down, and the morals and the ethics and values. All we need to do is look at our governmental controlled schools and see what's taking place there. All we need to do is look across the spectrum of what is called religion today and find the demoralization and the denigration and the apostasy that is the falling away from God and anything that's moral and ethical and valuable in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a nation and a globe on the downward spiral into the pit of vile, immoral, unethical, degenerate state today. I believe we need to recognize it and then determine what is God's answer. What should we do? As Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? What should be our moral compass? How should we respond to what we see taking place, ladies and gentlemen? First of all, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at this demoralization, when we look at this evil, wicked world in which we're in, and in America in particular, we see our children are now focused on the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. It's not on education, but indoctrination. The pedophiles and the perverts are grooming America's school children. I'm looking at an article in my hands today. It says students act out a lesbian wedding in the classroom, dated April the 17th. A video taken by an eighth grade student shows a fake lesbian wedding between two female students taking place in a classroom with the participation of the teachers at the Brunswick Middle School near Cleveland, Ohio. One of the teachers who participated in the ceremony reportedly is the mother of one of the eighth grade girls and also an eighth grader, which is also an eighth grader. This recording takes place by an eighth grade school student at Brunswick Middle School, in which a mock lesbian wedding was acted out in the eighth grade Pride Time. Notice now, Pride Time, on March 22nd, 2023. Pride Time is done on Fridays of each week. During the Pride Time event, the mother of an eighth grade female student who identifies as a lesbian walked her daughter, whom I shall call Bride 1, to be given away in marriage to Bride 2. In the video, Bride 1 is holding a bouquet and is wearing an all-white outfit, reminiscent of a tennis outfit. Just prior to Bride 1 being walked down the aisle, a male teacher is strewing rose petals along the path. The mother of Bride 1 is a school employee of the middle school. In addition to the male teacher, there were another three or four teachers in the classroom at the time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a four-page massive article about the garbage that's taking place in relationship to an academic system and a school system that, keep in mind, is called public school. Public meaning government. It is through our governmentally controlled schools today that we're finding the recruitment, the brainwashing, and the indoctrination of our sons and daughters and grandkids today in the public school system, the educational system that is deficit of anything that's called education. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go through the whole litany from the school system to the public system and the public school system and right on down the line with what's happening through the Biden administration and the Joe Biden agenda and the socialist Marxist plans to destroy America. We're watching America implode morally, ethically, politically, societally, financially, as I would have never dreamed on the fast track that we're seeing today. I'm looking at an article that says, greatest betrayal in our nation, deceptively unleashed upon millions. Throughout America, parents, this article reads, throughout America, parents by the millions send their precious children off to their local public schools, imagining their kids and their days in school will be filled with reading, writing, and arithmetic, along with science, history, sports, music, and group recreation, just like when they attended schools decades ago. However, they're not only in for a shock, but for total betrayal. Today, what are still euphemistically called public schools, remember, public means government, have been transformed into far-left ideological, political, and religious indoctrination centers aimed at programming and transforming all of America's school children. In thousands of schools today, students are literally taught to hate their own country. Children are being programmed via various anti-American curricula, including the notorious 1619 Project. K-12 curricula today already is in use in at least 4,500 public schools. To loathe, teaching the kids to loathe and feel ashamed of America as white supremacist, racist, and even genocidal. They're indoctrinated to regard all white people as racist, or at least as unjust beneficiaries of white privilege, and therefore still personally guilty for America's deepest entrenched systemic racism. Continuing our school tour, one soon encounters what all previous generations of Americans would have regarded as criminal sexual abuse of children. This starts amongst unbelievably in the preschool, when confused and intimidated parents take their highly irresponsible young children to drag queen events, during which obviously mentally deranged and in truth demonically possessed men are dressed as women, corrupting society's most vulnerable members with degenerate, immoral, ungodly, overtly sexual entertainment, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if God destroyed the world because of acts like found in Genesis 19, Sodom and Gomorrah, if God destroyed the world by a flood because the content of man's heart was continually, constantly on wickedness, evil, immorality, what would be the thoughts of God today in relationship to the condition in America? I'll look at one other article, then we'll take our calls. Headline, teacher boasts of indoctrinating students into gender ideology. Now, this is coming out of public school systems, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, let me just do a little parenthetical footnote. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, and you've got kids or grandkids in the public educational system, take them out while you still have a child that has something other than mush for brains. Take them out. Put them in private school, Christian school, parochial school, homeschool, homeschool system, or in a homeschool where moms are teaching the kids. I've always said for many, many years, a mother without a credential can teach that child more academically in a 3 or 4 hour period of time at home than they can get in 8 hours or 9 hours or 10 hours in a governmentally controlled school. This article reads, a New Jersey teacher who's been giving her students lessons on gender ideology, posting videos on her instructions to them online, has bragged about indoctrinating all of her students. Featured a profile of a individual teacher who's been recording videos of her fourth grade students listening to and responding to her lectures on they, them pronouns and much, much more. What is she doing? She said one of her videos is, quote, indoctrinating my students, admitting it, recognizing it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not education, it's indoctrination. It's brainwashing. It is destroying the minds and the hearts of this generation, kindergarten through high school, and even into our colleges and universities. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over your question or comment, please.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing good. God bless you, sir. Did you read Dylan Mulvaney's statement there? He actually released a video. Have you read that article yet?
I've not read that.
Oh, my. This young man is he's got some serious confusion going on. He's the transvestite that actually interviewed Joe Biden in the Oval Office. He's also a I think he's a spokesman for InBev, Anheuser-Busch, and he's done a few other things there, but today he released a statement. He actually invoked God's name. He said he's trying very hard to maintain a relationship with God.
Yes, I heard that. I did not read the article. I heard the audio on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and all I'm saying is it's just jumping straight up off the pages there. They'll exchange truth for a lie and give themselves over to a reprobate mind, and they'll do that, which is unseemly. You know, that and the school system, when you were talking about it, reminded me of a little meme that I had read just a couple of weeks ago there. A little girl, it's got like a Norman Rockwell type of setting. A little girl's asking her mommy, why are you homeschooling me? And the mommy's replying, because I like you the way you are, honey.
And, that's good.
I just got a kick out of that, and I just thought I'd share that with everybody today. Not the Dylan Mulvaney part, but
when you spoke about that Dylan Mulvaney, I called it the little twerp sodomite. He has cost Bud Light, the latest article I read, something like about $750,000 or better as a result of it. Their stocks plummeted. How would you say, standing on the world scene as plummet? Of course, I don't care. I'd like to see it just go further down. I'm not a drinker. I've never tasted a drop in my life. Wouldn't know what it tastes like if it was handed to me. Have no desire for it, no interest in it. I know what it can do to people. And furthermore, I know what the Bible says about it and what it will do to an individual, biblically speaking. But that being all put aside, I believe that we need to recognize that God's still on the throne, and when Bud Light through Budweiser produces the kind of publicity through the sodomite character, evidently they thought all of Americans were going to embrace that. But some of the more famously known stars and people in out of Hollywood and the music background, etc., they've said, no, we're not going to have your Bud Light anymore. So I pray that that continues, just as I pray that it continues with parents saying no to Disney and anything that's taking place with Disney. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast today, what's happening with Disney. In fact, Disney World in California now decided they would start having the drag queen shows at night. And by the way, I just got a text, and somebody said that it's $500 million lost by Budweiser in just one day. Just one day. So perhaps that'll get their attention, and maybe others in the woke culture and the big box and the big industry will recognize that it doesn't pay to spit in the face of God.
Yeah, you're correct there. I think they're trying to back out of it, but they don't want to lose those points. A show about a week and a half ago, I think your son Greg brought that article up where they're actually grading those, and yes. I told you that my score was -75, and I'm proud of that score, everybody. I want you to know that I'll take that score every day of the week when it comes to my support of LGBT. Yes, sir. Anyway, you have a blessed day, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Everybody out there
that's listening, God bless all of you.
Thank you so much, Jim, for your call. God bless you, and have a blessed day. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth now. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. I mean, you all have already said what I was going to say. But if we do not turn around in this culture, he's going to have to judge us. If we don't have a turnaround point in America, and Puppet Joe, with the guys that's controlling him, and I know Obama is, George Soros, and other billionaires controlling him. I mean, look at Chicago. Chicago got the highest crime, shootings, should I say, even in the daytime. And it's just ridiculous. He got those borders open, and I know that really, should I say it like this, Trump should be our president because he ran our country like a business. And that's where he started firing a lot of Republicans that was getting their hands washed.
Yes. In fact, Kenneth, what you're saying is we're looking at a situation in our nation today where on every hand we see corruption, we see immorality, we see that which is against God, we see that which is illegal lawlessness that's taking place on every hand. And yet somehow, some way, Kenneth, if I could tuck this in, somehow, some way, I believe most Americans are still blind to what is really taking place in our nation, blind to the reality of that which is taking place to undermine, tear down, and destroy the fabric of our society. So, Kenneth, all we can do, and I know that you realize this, is keep praying, keep looking up, keep standing up, be vigilant, be valiant, be victorious in our stand for Christ. And I believe we're in the last of those last days that we've got to do something and not just sit on our hands as I see taking place. Right. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call.
One thing, Dr. Youngblood.
All right.
Okay. I mean, I was raised up as a Democrat, like my grandparents, my parents, and everybody else. I turned Republican when Hillary Clinton was running for president. I said, oh, heck to the no. I turned Republican.
So, your eyes were opened wide. Well, good for you. Well, one of the things that we see taking place across America, state after state, with some of the state legislatures where the Democrats are jumping ship going to the Republican Party, and I pray that we'll see some of that on the national level, not just on the state level, because not that the Republicans are so lily-white as far as their lives are concerned. In fact, the major leadership in the Republican Party is now saying we need to open the tent, have a bigger tent, open our arms, embrace the sodomite community, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, of which I totally disagree with. But nevertheless, I think it's far better than the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. So we can just keep praying, keep looking
up.
You
love people, but you hate the sin.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it.
You love people, but you hate the sin.
Absolutely. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is taking place in America today. We're being betrayed by our political leaders, betrayed by our academic leaders, betrayed by each one that's supposed to be in the leadership role of the different areas and venues and portions of society today. May I say to you, as we look at what is taking place in the school system, I'm looking at another article that says, Santa Monica Malibu School District to discuss bylaws changes to hide gender changes information from parents. Open girls sports to boys. And their intent is, according to this article, to their health and safety division, to hide student gender changes and information from the parents, to reassign bathrooms and locker rooms access based on gender identity, open girls athletic competition to females identifying as males, and to make it possible for female identifying male students to be chaperones to be alone with girls and overnight trips and camps. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a stench in the nostrils of God. And yet that's the betrayal that we see taking place in our school system today. It's not about academics. It's not about learning. It's not about training those sons and daughters to be able to have sharp minds and to excel in life. It is a brainwashing system of the socialization and the indoctrination of our kids today with the pedophiles and the perverts in charge. I'm looking at, ladies and gentlemen, what we see today that we recognize is the same thing that was taking place in the days of Noah in Genesis, the sixth chapter, that brought about the destruction of the world by a universal Genesis flood brought about by God as a result of man turning their backs on God. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. We'll be right back as we continue. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to rule on abortion pill restrictions while a lawsuit continues. An investigation now underway following a deadly parking garage collapse in New York City's financial district. One person was killed, five others injured in the collapse. Out on bond, an 84-year-old Kansas City, Missouri man is due for arraignment today in the shooting of a black teenager. Andrew Lester has been charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. The teenager is now recovering at home. A 34-year-old man under arrest after allegedly going on a deadly shooting spree in Maine. Police say Joseph Eaton opened fire at a house in Bowdoin, killing four people. Three others were wounded on a nearby highway. Wall Street, the Dow down 103 points, and NASDAQ is off 63. More details at srnnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're being betrayed. We're being betrayed today by our political system. We're being betrayed today by our medical system. We're being betrayed today by our educational academic system. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we have plummeted to the level, if not below, that which you find morally, ethically, in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, where the Bible says that man's thoughts and heart and mind was on evil continually. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, may I take a moment and just read to you what it says. And thou shalt, let me back up, that's the wrong one. In the Genesis 6 text, I'm about to go to Deuteronomy, Genesis chapter 6, the scripture says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. It was a constant, continual thought and activity and attitude toward evil and wickedness that God said, I'm going to wipe that out. And he sent the flood as a result of it, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we're watching a replay of what we find in the sixth chapter of Genesis. It is a sad scenario, but factual. I'm looking at an article that says, Judge endorses school indoctrination. Now, I would have never thought that would be possible, but yet, why should we think that? The article reads, a judge has ordered two teachers who challenged the Missouri school district's indoctrination program on First Amendment grounds to pay more than $300,000 for the school's lawyers and disregarding their free speech concerns. The teachers' lawyers called the ruling from the Douglas Harpool, the judge in charge in the case, overly hostile toward religion and the First Amendment, and described it as being intended to scare off future lawsuits by parents and teachers. The teachers brought their First Amendment compelled and chilled speech action in 2021, explaining how the school's equity training forced employees to discuss their place on opposition matrix and cheer for the changes in political, economic, and social life, according to the report. He demanded the teachers pay $313,000 to the school for consenting, or for contesting, that is, its mandatory indoctrination program. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, two teachers filed suit against the school back in 2021. It finally reached the state that the judge rendered a decision. This article is dated the 11th of April this year. And they were challenging the school because they were being forced to participate in the immoral, ungodly agenda in the school system. And because they challenged it, the judge found the teachers guilty for contesting the mandatory indoctrination program from the school. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. It's painful. It's really hard, especially to think of what's happening to the young ones. You know, they have fallen victims of the exploitation, the satanic exploitation of our day. It's really sad, especially for the young ones. I have spent almost 40 years in the classroom, and I never came across, in all of my years dealing with youngsters, never came across one young child, young ones, whether in the kindergarten level, middle school level, upper school level, I never came across one boy or girl who was confused about its gender. It just never existed. And where has it come? That is what I found myself thinking. Where all of this just come from? All I can say, it's all satanic, all demonic, and the kids are victims of the greatest type of evil exploitation as never before. Because it has got to be evil teachers and social workers and parents, whoever, who has done this to the minds of children to get them confused about whether they are a boy or a girl. That never happened. Wasn't happening nowhere. We never heard of it. So only God, we know we are in evil days. The powers of darkness is let loose, and the church, you know, didn't play its role. Thank God for the believers today. And we just have to stand up strong and be courageous and know that we are really going through final events as God gets ready to judge the world. As God
rejects the world. And Lily, if I can just put a little footnote on what you've said, I just read an article this morning that the United Nations now handing down an edict to all of the global nations that they should, by law, make it legal for sex to be had with men and women with women, and also with a child at any age without the need for consent. That is being pushed now from the United Nations down. And you watch people like Joe Biden and other immoral, ungodly, unholy national leaders will embrace it.
Yes, yes, oh God. Yes, evil leaders, the leadership, that's where our problem is. And if, you know, our prayer and concern must be that God will, as you say, probably clean out, get rid of the undesirables who have no right in leadership position, and raise up godly leaders for our culture if it is to survive. We really have to be trusting God.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for what you're doing day by day.
Thank you so much, Lily, for your call. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Lily, for your call. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'm a little confused. Yesterday's topic was on artificial intelligence, but this morning you were saying that a fourth grade teacher was indoctrinating his students on transgender. That's artificial intelligence.
That's right.
And you're talking about the Democrats. That's artificial intelligence. We're talking about some other subjects, but they all seem to be wrapping around artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. In fact, You say that, it's pun meant, I understand, but at the same time, it shows the lack of integrity, the lack of education, the lack of morals and values that's in our classrooms today. I don't know. I'm sure there's some good teachers that's having to tolerate some garbage. I met a former teacher yesterday. I was picking up lunch, and an individual standing at the counter waiting was a retired school teacher. And we got to talking about the educational system. He said, I couldn't handle it anymore. He said, total chaos in the classroom. The students have no control. The students are totally out of control. The parents will not control them. The parents will not hold the teacher's hands up. The teachers can do nothing because the educational system says you can't touch the child, you can't spank the child, you can't discipline the child. And he said, all of the kids know it, and therefore we've simply got a jungle in the educational system. Now you mix that, juxtapose that with the fact there's no morals, no ethics, no values from the leadership standpoint of the schools. We've got a destruction that is on the fast track, and I believe God is going to progressively continue to judge America because we banned the Bible, banned God, banned prayer in the classrooms. What are your what's your take on that?
I think you're exactly right. I really do, Dr. Youngblood. Somewhere there's got to be pushback. Like this thing with Anheuser-Busch, that you had enough people push back that it's financially forcing Anheuser-Busch to drop that agenda.
Yes, and you touch on that, and I had gotten a text earlier where I was giving some lower numbers, as I recalled it, from the standpoint of loss, and one text message to me says, Budweiser lost $5 billion. It was $500 million in just one day. And because of that Dalen or whatever his name is, Mulvaney, and that theatrics that's taking place with that little twerp that thinks he's a girl, I think we need to see places like Disney and these others that embrace this. There are hundreds of these large companies that now think that it's the end thing to do to embrace the sodomite agenda. And I think that we're seeing that in our classrooms, in our schools, the educational system, and the medical system. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast today, how we're not only deceived and betrayed in our academic system and in the legislative system, in the Oval Office we're being betrayed, but also betrayed by the medical system today. You can't take a man or boy and make him a woman. And vice versa. God created two sexes, the male and female, the scripture says. And God didn't make a mistake. He didn't create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve.
You can't change the chromosomes. You can cut on the flesh, but you can't change the chromosomes.
And Tom, one of the things, and then I'll let you go, perhaps you've heard me say before, the latest record that I found as far as the numbers, 146,000 preteens and teenagers that have been mutilated and butchered and sterilized for the rest of their lives, put in a position of having to depend on chemical treatments from prescription to medical drugs for the rest of their lives that now cannot reproduce and up to with a 40%, how would you say, suicidal mindset simply because of realizing much too late that they've been lied to, betrayed by the schools, the school counselors, school teachers, the medical society, hospitals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's time that we as conservatives and Christians wake up, speak up. I don't see anything, Tom. I don't see anything being said or done, even on the Republican side in the House of Representatives in D.C. don't see anything being done to challenge this butchering and the garbage that's taking place. It looks to me that there should be some legislative action that could be taken that says to the medical association, hospitals, doctors, et cetera, that you can't do it. In fact, Elon Musk said that it was child abuse and that any doctor that did that needs to be prosecuted for child abuse and put in jail.
Yes. Dr. Youngblood, there's something being done. There's a pastor here in Jacksonville who's very outspoken. He's very intelligent, and he's crying about the wolf. But unfortunately, not very many people are willing to put their money where their mouth is. But I think as this thing deteriorates further and further, people will rally around men like yourself and there'll be enough pushback that this won't be a popular stance to take. But right now, it's just another acceptance of evil. So to accept an evil, I think Lily said it one time, that we've dabbled with it, with evil too long. So I just hope the listeners are attentive and they start supporting this broadcast and supporting this agenda, and we have some real pushback that puts these people in their place, because money is the great separator, I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
Money, loss of funds will make them, these corporations, it'll make them think twice.
Absolutely. In fact, Disney discovered that when they tried to confront the, with their woke agenda, trying to confront the governor here in the state of Florida and the new legislation that makes it illegal to indoctrinate a child kindergarten through the eighth grade, I believe it is. Tom, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your support. And ladies and gentlemen, Tom speaking from the standpoint of his underwriting and support assistance for this broadcast each and every day. I pray that multitudes will follow in his footsteps and go to our website, FCBCATJax.com, and find the donate button and underwrite this broadcast that's going forth each and every day. It depends on you, our listeners, for its continued broadcast and for the broadening of this base. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I hope you're having a nice day.
So far, it's beautiful. Sunshine. I'm alive. I can't complain.
That's right. one thing I wanted to point out is I worked in schools a number of years ago. It's been about 12, 13 years since I've been in a school in that capacity. But at the time, my own child was supposedly by the school personnel diagnosed as having ADHD. Okay, well, I did not believe that because my son, I just didn't think he liked math.
Yeah, so you're probably right.
I told him I had some letters for them, L-A-Z-Y, you know. But what their push was, they were wanting me to medicate my son, okay? Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely not. We're not doing that because we don't know the long-term effects of these medications that you're putting in a child. And I've seen other people that have gone down that path as when I was working with kids. And it is not people need to learn to cope with their own bodies and their own feelings, and I don't think that medicating a person is the right way to go. I think the person needs to find an equilibrium within themselves and with God. And so, anyway, but what I was told later on is they push these agendas with parents and make parents feel pressured to do this, but really the whole thing is this. For every child that they get on medication, a school gets more money for that child. Mm. And I wonder sometimes about this agenda with the trans, with where they're trying to tell children that are boys, oh, maybe you feel like a girl. Are they getting some kind of a financial incentive from that as well? I wonder, you know.
I wonder. You touched on a very serious thing because, as you know, with the whole fiasco, masquerade, plandemic called COVID, it was because of the M-O-N-E-Y. And
correct.
The very same thing could be taking place in relationship to that. And by the way, just a little footnote on that. The overwhelming majority of those that are pulling the triggers in what's called mass murders, mass shootings, are on some type of psychotropic drugs, including prescription drugs that's given for ADHD, and other ailments.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And my husband has read about that as well. And it's not a gun problem. It's a mental health problem. It is a spiritual problem. It is a parenting problem, maybe. It could be a lot of things, but it's not a gun problem. I mean,
you got it.
we can ban, I mean, lots of people are stabbed to death. Are we going to get rid of knives? I mean,
well, you know, you go back to the instrument. It's not the instrument, it's the heart. Cain killed
Correct.
Abel, and he used a rock. David killed Goliath, and he used a rock. So you can't outlaw the rock, so unless we have it in the Biden administration. They might do that.
They might. Yeah. One thing I wanted to say, and then I'll go. I know you have other people waiting. The thing that I want to say is we all need to push back. Even if we're not successful in pushing back this evil, we need to still do it. We need to still stand and support what our beliefs and stand up for our Christian beliefs and our conservative beliefs. We need to just be in that number to be counted. So
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Miranda, you're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're talking about being betrayed. We're being betrayed. Our kids are being betrayed, the parents, and the educational system, medical system, the political system today. We're being betrayed. I'm looking at an article that says, state demands abortions for women who don't even want them. Get sued. The state of Colorado, run by a majority of Democrats in the state house and governor's office, has been radically pro-abortion for a number of years already. Lawmakers in recent years have decided, in fact, that the unborns have no rights at all in their state. But now it's being sued for going too far in its promotion of and demanding for abortion by institution, insisting that women who don't want an abortion must have one whether they want it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in the state of Colorado. Of course, Colorado is being run by a sodomite, a homosexual governor, and the state of Colorado is being destroyed by the woke culture that's making the determination that morals and ethics and values need to be out the window. I'm looking at an article here. It says, not just Nashville, attacks against churches nearly tripled in 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of what we're seeing today in relationship to the morals, ethics, and the values declining, we're finding that as churches, as Christians, as pastors, as Christian institutions take a stand verbally, visibly against this, we're seeing the churches and the schools, Christian schools, being attacked. I'm looking at an article that is a report from the Family Research Council. Finds the number of anti-church attacks in 2022 had already tripled over the past 4 years. In all assailants, attacks for 69 times in the first 3 months of 2023, compared with 24 such during the period of 2022, a 288% increase. It goes on to talk about the acts of anti-church, anti-Christian aggression documented between January and March of 2023 include 53 incidents of vandalism, 10 suspicious fires, 3 gun-related incidents, 3 bombing threats, including a pipe bomb recovered outside of Philadelphia 127-year-old St. Dominic Church, Catholic Church in that city. Another article, ladies and gentlemen, says Arizona school board member says district should reject hiring of any teachers with Christian values. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing an attack on the morals, the ethics, and the values in our homes, in our families, and against our freedoms of religion and the freedom of speech that we find in our Bill of Rights. And here this article says, an Arizona school board member wearing a cat's ears during a meeting said she would oppose having a contract with a Christian university over the religious and biblical beliefs they espouse. It's talking about a public school that had been hiring teachers out of a Christian school, Christian university, and they had a contract with them to provide the teaching resources, and now they're cutting that off because they say that we cannot have a teacher out of a school where a school stands against abortion, against homosexuality, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the perversion, the upside down. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, it says, and I'm going to paraphrase, there come a day when the right will be wrong and wrong will be right, and we're in that category today. In fact, it has gotten so detrimental, ladies and gentlemen, our churches and our Christian organizations are now being firebombed, vandalized, and hammered by the LGBTQ anti-God sodomite agenda today. The pro-murder advocates for abortion. today Christians and pastors are arrested just for praying and reading the Bible on the public sidewalk. I'm looking at an article that says that. Christian facing jail for reading the Bible and preaching near a drag queen storytime show. A Christian is being threatened with jail for preaching the truth of the Bible near a library's drag queen storytime. His offense was to preach and read the Bible outside the drag queen storytime for children at a public library. We went there, the preacher said, we went there just to preach, just to read the Bible, just to speak, said the 23-year-old preacher as he was interviewed by Fox Digital News. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the denigration, the disintegration, and the betrayal in every capacity in America today. I'm looking at an article by Jay Sekulow with ACLJ as the chief counsel. There's an impending storm, and I'm concerned that you may not be prepared for it. Biden is using your tax dollars to empower anti-Christian forces to severely deplete your religious liberty. It's a surreptitious war that could destroy everything that we've ever fought for in America. Kicking Christian kids out of the federal buildings, threatening to arrest a pastor for praying in front of a Chinese embassy, banning churches from using their own property, planting FBI spies in our churches, calling Christians criminals are just the beginnings of the list of egregious actions by our government. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the implosion, the disintegration of the warp and woof that is the actual fabric of our once great Christian nation. Dr. Dobson warns Americans of being pushed by the White House. They're a perverted version of America's being pushed by the White House, James Dobson warns. He explains the nation's sons and daughters and grandchildren are being given a perverted version of American history, who slander our founding heroes that gave their lives and fortunes for our freedom. Going on, Dobson says, this distortion of truth is running rampant in our schools and our media and major news outlets, he said, giving a sampling of their radical lies. And he goes on to talk about those would include that liberties come from government, not God, that boys can choose their gender, that youth can mutilate their own bodies to become any sex that they want to be. That is the fundamental constitutional right to kill unborn babies, that the nation's borders are secure, that Americans are systemically racist to the core, and big government knows best. And Dr. Dobson goes on and on in a five-page article of what is taking place in America, undermining the morals, ethics, and values in our nation. I'm looking at one article that says the pro-prostitution bills may worsen human trafficking, but that is the part of the solution, according to California. California is passing a bill now, pro-prostitution, it's called, where it will make it legal for prostitution at any age on the streets in the state of California. Ladies and gentlemen, suffice it to say, we're being deceived today. I'm looking at an article that says Disneyland will host the first ever Pride Night during After Dark series in California Disney World. I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that our governor, Ron DeSantis, has been fighting to restore morals, ethics, and values. He has a bill that's just been signed by our governor that makes it illegal in the state of Florida for any child to be in the presence of a drag queen perverted show, as it is called. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we need to recognize what is taking place. Today, the perverts and the pedophiles, sodomites, are simply infiltrating into our churches where they're ordaining homosexual pastors and deacons, where the mindset is that we need to embrace the sodomite lifestyle by some Catholic nuns. The Pope has said that homosexuality is not a sin, but ladies and gentlemen, we know that all of this must come to pass based on the authority of Scripture. We need to look up, lift up our heads, and realize that our redemption draweth nigh. Keep praying, keep standing up, asking God to heal our land. Prayer changes things. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for